Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, we're going to talk some golf today. That's how we are with this podcast right now. That's how comfortable we feel. We're going to talk golf with you guys right now. NBA playoffs action. I got some bets going live during the podcast. And we have another article review with our good friends Bleacher Report. We'll let you know how we grade that one later on. All today on Down the Wire.
Time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast Down the Wire. Down the Wire. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave works. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Down the Wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave works. Yeah. Down.
Episode number 68.
So close.
Down the Wire. I just started it. We're off. This is it right now.
Let's do it.
I was ready to just get into it, and I caught you blind. We did one audio check, and I'm like, let's just start recording. This is how it is now. We just do this. I am so in a zone right now. You have no idea. Because of how routinized. Is that the word I'm looking for?
How about routine?
Routined.
No, not routine.
How routine my life is right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that you could interchangeably use that. That's my public school education, by the way. Yeah, I'm just in a routine right now. I mean, pretty much get to be nocturnal, just working that second shift right now, coming back, get to do a pod now. We're dropping on Mondays, as you can see now. That's a big announcement. We probably should have made more clear sooner than this.
I definitely told you to do that.
I mean, again, this is putting me in charge of things. We've decided how terrible of an idea that is.
I know, but you're like the regular commentator.
I know.
I'm the color guy.
I know. I lead in appearances on the pod. I do.
Yeah.
I'm in sole possession. Yeah, yeah.
You are Joe Buck. I am Troy Aikman.
Oof. Can we be
fine, anyone else? Fine. You are Joe Buck. I'm Tony Romo.
Whoa. I mean...
Fine. You can be...
Can I be Mike Tirico, at least?
Like,
that you don't think of, but...
No.
Can I be Eli Manning?
No, you could be Ian Eagle. That's a solid one. Ian Eagle's good.
Yeah, but Greg Olsen's so much cooler.
Yeah, but he's color.
I know. That's what I mean, but isn't Ian Eagle his play-by-play?
I think.
Yeah, I know. They're doing the Super Bowl this year. I think that's news.
Ian Eagle and Greg Olsen?
Yeah, Greg Olsen I know for sure is calling the Super Bowl this year, so...
Is it on ABC? Is that what it is now? Or...
That's probably Fox, isn't it? It's going to be
Fox. No, I thought they changed it up.
Well, it got changed up a lot, but that's because Buck and Aikman went to ESPN, which I don't know if we made a big enough deal about that on this, but that's a huge deal. I'm so happy. We don't have to watch Joe Buck on Sundays like that. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, the one game a week that, like, is difficult. Yeah, it's NBC, actually. It's Channel 4 this year.
Oh, okay. Greg Olsen went to NBC. Good for him.
So hot damn!
It's probably not Ian Eagle, then.
No.
So, that'll probably be Mike Tirico.
NBC?
Yeah.
All right.
We have a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We are going to start with what? The playoffs right now that's
going on? Yeah, get it out of the way.
There is some NBA playoff action going on right now. We have conference finals, Boston versus Miami, and Golden State versus, who are they playing today?
Mavs.
The Mavs.
You know, the team that you're like, is going to win the championship.
Dude, they blew the last one. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
The last one was a tough one. They needed to win that one. And Luka was feeling himself, man. In that first half, they were looking really nice. And Jalen Brunson was making a couple of big shots. I don't know why they're still playing Maxi Kleber. He's not as good as they think he is. Shout out to Reggie Bullock. I mean, he's kind of having a resurgence right here. You remember how irrelevant Reggie Bullock was?
And yeah.
Crumb bum scum bum material right there he was.
There he is.
I think he had 19 last game. But Golden State, big comeback, and they look pretty damn good. They look like they are the old Golden State Warriors.
Dude, that's why I told you they were going to win, man. They're finding their niche, and especially as Steph Curry gets healthier and healthier. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm actually all on board betting the overs of Warriors points right now. The Steph Curry's, I think, was like 27.5, and Klay Thompson's was 18.5 today.
Ooh, yeah, 18.5 for Klay. That seems real
low. I hopped all over that today.
I can kind of get down with the under on 27.5. I don't feel great about it, but
I think in the playoffs they just have massive games. I mean, shout out our Milwaukee boys too, Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole, representing right now too. The Warriors are going to the finals with two Milwaukee guys being key pieces in their team right now. It's kind of sick.
And that's like the second time for Kevon Looney, because the last time they won, he was like pretty pivotal. He was playing like some good minutes with a decent role.
Where did Looney go to school? Did he go to the Arts or Hamilton? I think he went to Hamilton, I want to say. Look that one up. Because I remember he brought them back to his...
Hamilton.
He did, yeah, see? He brought them back to their high school. And he brought the NBA trophy, and then he brought the entire Golden State Warriors. So, like, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry were the Hamilton.
The entire Golden State Warriors? So, just those two?
Well.
Oh, and others?
And the others, okay. too. I'm just saying.
I want to take a guess at Jordan Poole's high school.
Is it Rufus King or Riverside?
Ooh, Rufus King. Okay. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, I was all over that, man. I want to say I know people who knew Jordan Poole. Like, I did not interact with Jordan Poole in any way. But I want to say that I might have known a person or two from Rufus King.
Dude was born in 99, so chances are...
Yeah, like, I mean, that's right next to me. So, I want to say I knew someone, but he ended up transferring, I want to say, too. He didn't finish up at Rufus King, but I think he went somewhere else for high school as well. And then he went to Michigan. He's a stud. But I think the Warriors are just mollywopping him right now. Kevon Looney had a massive game. His injury, I guess, was a huge deal to them. Bringing him back now, he looks really good. Draymond, kind of not playing that great. That's kind of what else I've seen.
He hasn't been, though. I mean, especially he's
just the dog. That's what he's supposed to be. He's the goon.
Yeah, yeah. But especially since he signed that deal to be like a... commentator slash player
He makes, I want to say he makes content for Colin Cowherd's new network.
Ew.
Yeah, the Volume. That's what it is.
The Volume?
Yep. Wow. 100%. That's what it is.
That is trash. That is a trash name.
Oh my gosh. You're looking it up now?
I am, because there's no way that's real.
That's an actual thing, yeah. Colin Cowherd's network.
Oh, with the tagline, same sports, different angles.
Wow, you should be a voice actor.
I can definitely do that. See that? That's my Mr. Movie phone.
Then we go over to the Eastern Conference. Let's go Miami, Boston.
Another dude making a comeback, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. I told you. Did I not say that his playoff experience was not going to matter this entire time? Of course. I not all over that one?
Yeah, well, look, Kyle Lowry wasn't going to be that number one guy. I will say, I still thought he'd be a solid number two, and he doesn't even feel like that.
No, Jimmy Butler is a legit number one. That's kind of what we got to start talking about here.
Jimmy Butler's the number one and that dog.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler is insane in the playoffs. He's got a resume in the playoffs, especially in the East, that... is looking really nice right now. This is the second time he's gotten to a conference finals with this Heat team now. And he's consistently putting up huge numbers every week, day in and day out for him. I love this undrafted thing they're doing in Miami. Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson. Well, Duncan doesn't really play anymore. But Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, two undrafted guys that are balling out right now for them. And very key pieces that are being kept up with. Like, oh, are they going to play or not? Because they know how important they are. I don't know. Do you like Miami out of this one? Or do you like
Boston? I called Miami Golden State. I'm still sticking with that. Oof. I think that Boston's starting to get tired.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Like, I feel like, Robert
Williams.
Robert Williams is starting to look hurt. I mean, remember, he was injured.
Right, yeah.
And they kind of rushed him back. And he had that big game, he played that big game, I believe, in game 6, where he was kind of showing up with the Bucks and all that. But he's looking hurt again. And I think that is going to affect this Boston team. Because they had a fucking battle of all battles with the Bucks, and they're now succumbing to that a little bit. They're looking tired as hell. You know, when you have Tatum and Brown playing nearly every minute of the game for 7 straight games, and then, you know, shifting it over to this Heat team, which may or may not be better than the Bucks. We don't know that. You know, they made it. The Bucks didn't. But they're looking tired. Boston is. And, I think Miami's bench is just too deep.
I love what Boston's bringing. And I think Jason Tatum... Is Jason Tatum the best player in that series? Jimmy brings a lot on defense.
Sure, but Jimmy's hurt now. I know it's not a major injury, but you know who's been showing up in this playoffs, though, is Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown dropped 40 yesterday, and granted, you know, they didn't win, but they were down 26 at one point, and the Boston Celtics still made it a competitive game. I don't know what they could do. That's all I can say.
And I just wish the Bucks were playing so bad.
Jason Tatum, 10 points yesterday.
Yeah.
Dude.
Maybe can't say that then, I guess.
He has been oddly streaky, you know?
Shades of Chris Middleton, one would say.
Oof. Why you gotta do that?
That's pretty much established.
Hold on.
Brand. Chris Middleton does that, not me.
I just went back and looked at these stats. How does Nick Stauskas... He played 0 minutes... yet has 3 points.
He probably just came in and made a bucket real quick.
And then got taken out?
Yeah.
They were like, what the fuck is that?
Good shit.
Oh, shit.
We should move on?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to keep you posted with these bets I got going in. Here, I'll read my bets off right now, just so we got it. I got the under on Maxi Kleber's 12 points and rebounds combined, over on Steph Curry's points, 27.5, over on Reggie Bullock's turnovers at 1.5, pretty solid. Then over on Klay Thompson's 18.5 points, over on Otto Porter's 6.5, over on Andrew Wiggins' 30.25 fantasy points, under Maxi Kleber's points. I really think he sucks. Jalen Brunson over of 1.5 threes. He's already hit 1, 2, so while we're recording. Over on Dorian Finney-Smith's rebounds at 5.5. 17.5 under for Kevon Looney's points and rebounds. Kind of was going for a game where he'd slow down maybe today. Luka over 1.5 steals, over Reggie Bullock turnovers, over Klay Thompson's 0.5 steal. Get a fucking steal today, Klay. Come on.
How many random ass bets did you make?
Those were all parlays.
Oh.
So those are three parlays I had, sorry.
Three separate parlays. Okay. Well, that makes way more sense, because I was like, what the fuck are you betting on?
Yeah, I should have made that more clear. But yeah, I'm ready for it.
Look at that. We're becoming an odds betting show now.
That's just what I did. I'm sorry. Let's talk to golf, dude. I know there was some crazy shit today, and I didn't watch it yet.
Justin Thomas, though.
That's what I mean. So I think we should live react to it, maybe.
All right.
Think so?
Live react to you watching it?
You've seen it or no?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Do you know the post-celebration dance as well?
I do not, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I'll get ready. It up then real quick.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get this Justin Thomas video up right here. Let me see what we got. Let me go. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't that close. It was close. It didn't go in. All right. He got a little excited. It didn't go in.
Ah.
Jesus.
See, two-time.
Okay, two-time now.
Yeah.
He didn't make the big shot, but he made it close enough.
Did you see that final, that dance?
No, I didn't. He's hugging right now.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Wow, he's so happy.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hug and pops. There's no dance.
Where's the dab?
Oh, you my see God. The dab? No, I missed that.
There's definitely a dab, dude.
Well, now I'm just going to look that up instead.
And yeah,
we'll
yeah.
judge that. That'll be our golf talk for the day. Justin Thomas dab?
Yeah.
That's from 2017 on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, I'll find it for you. I'll send it. Yeah, so talk to me what you just witnessed.
Oh, here it is right here. An elated Justin Thomas hits dab after winning PGA champion. Oh my God, he hit it like 1, 2, 3. Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah.
That wasn't just like one dab. He's been waiting to do that.
Yeah, he was like, oh God, I haven't won since 2017. Time to hit a dab.
Is the dab back?
No.
Well, why is he doing it?
I don't know.
Do people think the dab is back?
I mean, you would know better than I would.
No, it's not. It's definitely That's what I not thought. Back.
So why the hell God. Is he dabbing? I don't know. And I'll tell you right now, outside of maybe an MLB player hitting a dab, the least influential player or like athlete to, you know, make things relevant would be a golfer.
He just hit this. I think this is a par 4. He just drove to the green. That is fucking sick, dude. Oh my God. Hit that one. It was 105 feet in the air. Whatever those guys can do with a golf ball is insane. I don't care who it is at that level. I could never. I slice literally every shot. Anything with a driver, at least. There's no way. I can never hit it like that off a driver.
I'll tell you right now, I don't slice that bad, but I have no... Like, my full swing isn't really a full swing, especially with my jacked up fucking shoulder that just has, like, bits of drywall insulation on my right side. Like, I'm not getting any distance. I think the last time we went to the driving range, I think I cleared, like, 260 on a drive. Like,
here's this putt from off the green. That one was sick. I'm not gonna lie. That was shoosh. Way to blow it, Zell Torres.
Who?
Yeah, that guy. Tiger pulled out from today. Shot him one under on day 2. Looked pretty good. I tried to throw some golf bets last week. Just not gonna try to do that anymore.
Honestly, one of the better ones to lay down was Justin Thomas. He had a good track record going into it, and there was something in the water. Obviously, what is it, Scottie Scheffler, right? Or, isn't that his name? Another dude that was probably a solid bet to
Xander
lay down.
Xander Schauffele, that one. Yeah, he's pretty good. He seems to be.
I feel like I totally like blinked, and the golf scene has changed dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, there's just new guys every year, and you know, I like to say I'm a Jordan Spieth guy. Like, I really liked when he came up, but yeah, he really has not been up to his standards, I would say, even.
Not, okay, how about not?
He's a major champion right away.
He is the RG3 of golf.
Wow, that's shockingly accurate.
Right? I could have saved that for a hot take, and I didn't.
I think that's a good way to put it. That kind of quarterback.
Like, rookie season, had like some unusual sort of motions and, you know, and technique that like helped him out. But now it feels like, you know, they're just not living up to that promise. Shout out RG3, who wants to play on every team in the NFL and makes it sound like that's the only team that's for me.
Lot of news coming up with who's playing football again. A lot of news. Sneak peek, just so you know.
Okay.
What do you think about golf right now, though? I think it's kind of coming back. I think COVID really made golf popular, and it's at like its peak popularity, and that's why we thought we should give it its time today.
First of all, the main reason why golf is coming back is because of what you said, where COVID really helped it. They were the first real sport to get any sort of airtime.
Well, you could go do it too, because you were outside.
Yeah. And playtime, like you said. Also, too, what helps it with golf is having a younger crop of talent. And man, it's a young crop right now.
Yeah.
We have lost a lot of the old guys. You know, Tiger Woods is still there, which helps because he's old/legendary. You know what I mean? Phil Mickelson, I guess, in the same vein, but you know, I could do without Phil. But having dudes like Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, you know, who's relatively young.
Brooks Koepka,
Scottie Scheffler,
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
Yeah, they got all that great young talent.
And that weird DeChambeau rivalry as well.
Yeah, with everyone.
Yeah. So that definitely helps.
No one likes that guy.
And Bubba Watson, too, is another guy to mention. And those guys have personalities. You know, how many times have you turned on golf? Weird statement right there already. But how many times have you seen a golfer and he's just kind of one of those guys that does like the head tip, you know, the hat tip, you know? It can get a little blasé in the personality area.
Working next to the golf place is actually really a fun time sometimes. You can go in, they got the bar next door. They got some golf on watching it every once in a while. Like I said, just crazy shit going on there all the time. The golf simulators too.
The one downtown?
No, in Brookfield.
Okay.
On the 124th Capitol. So shout out to Justin Thomas. Crazy shots. And a playoff is always fun. That's always good. It seems like golf gets a lot of suspense a lot, too.
That really helps it, too. Shout out John Daly as well, who was there.
Oh, someone showed a picture of John Daly this weekend on Twitter and said, Brett Favre does what he wants to. And I was like, oof. That was pretty good. So should we get into this article review?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, let's do it. So, we have this article, Bleacher Report. Ugh, you know how we feel about that. Well, they came out on the 21st with the best kept secret of every NFL roster heading into the 2022 season. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You know, they're trying to be Bleacher Report, trying to be, well, professional, when Bleacher Report just isn't.
No.
So, let's redo this article as if Bleacher Report was really Bleacher Report. So, rather than a professional article, we're going to redo it unprofessionally.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what that's about.
That's our whole thing. Professional sports in unprofessional ways.
So, let's get going. Arizona Cardinals, safety, Jalen Thompson.
Yeah. So, just to be honest, I'd never heard of Jalen Thompson. So, maybe in this context, this is a great pick for them. But, this is actually the wrong pick. Because the best kept secret on the Arizona Cardinals, it's the trainer for Zach Ertz,
okay?
Because he had way too many games where he was relevant last year, and oh my God, he was not like that in Philly. He had a little bit of a resurgence. I think the best kept secret is the trainers for Arizona and their staff they got there, because AJ Green looked pretty decent again last year.
They had a workout, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I think the best kept secret's got to be their training staff.
All right, all right. I dig that. All right, give me the next one.
The next one.
Yeah, do me.
Is the Atlanta Falcons and Jalen Hawkins.
Okay, another safety. So we know nothing about
this
them.
Guy. Loves safeties.
Yes,
loves
already.
Safeties.
What is it? Maurice Moten.
Mo Moten.
Yeah. See, no, that's not the most, like, the best kept secret right here. The best kept secret on the Atlanta Falcons is their relevance to the NFL.
Yeah.
Because they are non-existent. That makes them a sneaky team.
Right. They can definitely do something just because of that. Like, fuck someone's season up.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, here they come. They've got, like, 3 wins all season. And then they're going up against, what, like, the New Orleans Saints.
Or the Bucks. You know, they...
Final week.
Tom Brady's got to play a wild card weekend game because of Atlanta this
year.
Yes. Like, that's what's going down.
That is the best kept secret.
I also would like to say... best kept secret, Cordell Patterson after, you know.
How was that a kept secret?
After like 2 weeks. Like, everyone's like, oh shit, he's good. And then he sucks. You
know
what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
That's the best kept secret.
Right.
It's just the realization of Cordell Patterson suckage.
Yes. They're like, whoa, is he going to be good again? Like, that's kind of how it goes down. All right, next up. Baltimore Ravens, Gus Edwards. This one is wrong.
Yeah, no. I got it.
Because
the best kept secret on the Baltimore Ravens is how much Hollywood Brown was not a number one wide receiver.
Ooh, okay. I was just going to say Tyler Huntley, but let's discuss yours.
No, Tyler Huntley is too professional. Dude, how many times have people tried to justify Hollywood Brown as, like, the guy in Baltimore?
Well, now we'll see if he's the guy in Arizona. Because
he could be
DeAndre
the third string guy. Or not third string, but the number three guy in Arizona.
No, I completely agree with that. That's a good one. He's a great number two. He's not a number one wide receiver. He's just not.
No. Next up, Buffalo Bills, they have Tim Settle. If you could tell me any, like, extreme characteristics, like, noticeable characteristics of Tim Settle, I will give you $5 in Bitcoin.
Fat.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's worth, like, $6. but now, for the Buffalo Bills, what's the best kept secret? Hear me out.
So, I have something in mind. Right now, the Buffalo Bills, their best kept secret is destiny.
Oh.
Okay?
That's way more serious than what I had.
The best kept secret for the Buffalo Bills is that they're like the team that needs to fucking win at this point. You know what I mean? They're obviously in that top tier of team.
Okay.
That is good. This is similar to Green Bay right now, how they kind of just should be. But I think they're better in a way.
Well, yeah, Buffalo, their team is, Buffalo just gets screwed.
They have such a great young talent at quarterback now. They are odds on the best team in their division. I don't care if New England is back. They are. Buffalo just should be winning. They don't win Super Bowls. They are cursed. They're destiny. They are going to break this curse eventually.
All right. That's the best kept secret. That was too professional. I need to bring it back down to earth for you. The best kept secret on the Buffalo Bills are flaming plastic tables. Like, that's what's up. You know, we got a hype train outside of their stadium in Bills Mafia, right? That is the secret to the Buffalo Bills' success. And the things that you start lighting on fire and jumping through, like, come on, dude.
Best kept secret, the Buffalo wing cooks feeding all their defensive linemen who Tim Settle, he thinks, is one of the better guys. How do you think he's going to eat?
Oh,
like, he's got to eat the wings.
You got to beef him up a little
in
bit.
In Buffalo, right? Shout out to Cooks. Carolina Panthers.
I got it.
Yetur Gross-Matos
is
the pick.
Which
we, okay, to be honest, we took a different path with this article, okay? we took a different path. Yetur Gross-Matos is good. That's what we're going to say, okay? Yeah. Yetur Gross-Matos is good.
He's not slept on.
Secret, eh.
You ready for the best kept secret?
Yeah.
The ghost of Cam Newton.
Ooh.
That is the best kept secret of the Carolina Panthers. Because right now, it is looming over that quarterback room and making them suck so bad right now.
The best kept secret of the Carolina Panthers is that they at least look good when they go play on Sundays. They got maybe the best color scheme, and people can watch the Panthers simply because they're appealing colors on a jersey.
All right.
That's the best kept secret. Because they look good when they're on the field.
Okay. Well, I just looked it up. They need, the Carolina Panthers need to dial 212-897-1964. That is the phone numbers for the Ghostbusters hotline. So yeah, dial that and tell them to suck up Cam Newton and get him as far away as possible.
Next up, Chicago Bears. They had Nicholas Morrow, who's never played a game for the Bears, by the way. But excited for him in 2022. You know what I think the best kept secret of the 2022 Chicago Bears is? Is the...
You can't even keep a straight face going into this. Uh-oh. Do you want me to take mine first while you collect yourself?
Well, so I think the best kept secret of the Chicago Bears is the Twitter relevance. Because no matter what, the Bears are going to just find a way to look so stupid this year on social media.
They suck so bad.
They are the worst fan base in the NFL on Twitter. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything about their...
They actively come out and shit on Justin Fields. You know, the guy that they were so hyped up for when they traded up, they gave up on him after one season.
They will destroy their team on Twitter because they will not be good again. I will say that right now. And it's going to be great. That's the best kept secret, is how great Twitter is when the Bears are not successful.
All right, that's fair. Better than the 2021 best kept secret, which was Matt Nagy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cincinnati Bengals, they have Edge Joseph Osai.
All right, let's just run that one back. Ready? On three, we're going to say the same answer.
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three.
Evan McPherson.
There it is. That's
dude.
It?
Yep. Dude, big nuts. That's all we got to say.
Are you kidding me? Like, this guy literally... I don't know how you can have more testosterone in your right leg than anywhere else in your body, but oof. Evan McPherson oof. Has that.
His right leg, right underneath his kneecap, is another set of testicles.
Verbal meme? Instead of Quagmire walking out with a bigger right arm, it's just Evan McPherson's leg.
And instead of saying giggity, he says kickity.
Yeah. Evan McPherson, electric. He makes kicking fun.
Also need to acknowledge a quick runner up to that, which was Eli Apple's cornerbacking ability.
Oof.
Dude, best kept secret.
He's decent, I guess, but he's just such. Cleveland Browns. This one was also like your boy, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
I don't hate it as a legitimate
pick. Like, if it was a real pick, yeah, he's
sure
gonna be a better player this year.
But really... Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I was gonna say the best kept secret on the Cleveland Browns. It's probably... Do you think that it's front office for just getting rid of all the cancer that was in...
Oh, no. You wanna know what I have?
What do you have?
It's Baker Mayfield's... like television commercials.
Oh yeah, that's gonna pay for so much. They don't have to feel as bad for getting rid of his contract.
Yeah,
right? He's gonna make so much money on that. That's a great pick. Yeah, that's absolutely the right pick for this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, like especially like now we can always have that joy of watching him like make popcorn or cotton candy in like aisle 23.
Dump nachos in a kid's Halloween candy. That's yeah, so fun. Do you think he's wait. Is Baker Mayfield going to get new commercials this year?
Yes, but he's going to have generic football team jerseys.
Oh, no. Like, don't they have a commercial of him living in the Browns stadium?
Yes, like, but they're gonna CG it. Like, they're CGI, like, different fucking names. Like, it's just going to say the Renegades.
He's just going to be at, like, a high school football stadium.
They're going to redo it.
He's going to be living under the bleachers instead.
They're going to redo it back at his college stadium.
Oh, that's so sad. Ah, that's tough. He's literally Johnny Manziel.
Oof.
He's a little better.
He had more success. Did Johnny Manziel ever play in a playoff game?
No, fair enough. Okay. Give Baker some credit, okay?
Did Baker play in a playoff game?
Yeah, he won a playoff game.
Oh, shit.
Beat Big Ben.
Hot damn.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean much. Yeah, okay. Dallas Cowboys, Dorrance Armstrong. Never heard of this guy.
Nope.
No idea who he is.
We know who this guy is. Who the most important person on this team is.
Who's that?
There's only one person that matters in Dallas at all points in time.
Yeah.
And he's not even on the field.
You don't think so?
No.
Who is it?
He's on our wall.
Wow. It's Jerry.
Big time.
Jerry is the best kept secret.
Best kept.
What other owner is the GM? Like, he can literally say, I'm in charge.
I know everyone out there, you know, as avid NFL viewers, you might not have heard of the name Jerry Jones. Well, let me tell you, this man was the architect to the 90s Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And if there is any man...
He got rid of Tom Landry.
...that can do what they did, it would be him. And he will have no problem... shitting on his own son.
Listen,
along the way.
Every bad play. The reason they have only 3 playoff wins, it's fucking Steve, bro. All right? Like.
Yes. Yes, it is. 100%.
Best kept secret, the PR manager.
Yes.
For the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
Like, just lets Jerry do whatever he wants. He said, no, don't. He's Jerry. He's in. Next up, Denver Broncos, KJ Hamler. Another pretty solid pick for Mo Moten on this one. But it's got to be John Elway.
Oh.
Getting Russell Wilson to come in this year?
Okay.
John Elway, I mean, maybe came really effed up to Brian Flores' interview. Didn't look great there. But, man, you know he likes to party still.
Sure.
And he's making some moves, man. He made a Peyton Manning move. Now he made a Russell Wilson move.
I have a different take.
Yeah, what's that?
I personally feel like the best kept secret is the fact that Colorado was the first state to legalize marijuana.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that plays up huge
in
Denver,
yeah.
Right? You notice how fast all those players think they're going when really they're moving much slower than they actually are.
Fair enough. Let's move on then. Let's go on to the Detroit Lions. It's Derek Barnes.
This is just wrong.
Yeah.
You know who it is. It's
fucking Dan Campbell.
It's Dan Campbell, goddammit.
It's his... Specifically, it's Dan Campbell's pregame speeches. Like, just to down to the T. And postgame, to be sure. Because the pregame gets you all amped. Like, every player on the Detroit Lions is ready to run through a brick wall on Sunday.
For sure.
It's just they are incapable of running through that brick wall. That's what it was. Which is unfortunate. And then... Every Sunday, as a Detroit Lions fan, you can at least feel the emotion that your coach really wants to win. He just really wants to win.
100%.
Like, he keeps you invested. And you know what? As a Lions fan, you could expect a loss every week and be so fulfilled on a Sunday when you win. Like,
and then not know what to do when you get a win.
Right. You're like, oh my God, should we throw a party? Is it time?
We don't know what this is.
I think that it's got to be Dan Campbell and his ability to speak.
You remember when Charlie Sheen had that thing with tiger blood?
Ugh, no.
Dan Campbell got lion blood, dude.
Charlie Sheen? Ugh.
Green Bay Packers put Alan Lazard. Honestly, pretty solid pick.
Yeah.
Alan Lazard's going to do money. But the best kept secret going into 2022 is the fact that Aaron Rodgers ended his engagement with Shailene Woodley.
Ooh, I love the pick, dude.
Right?
Oh my God.
Right?
Yes, that's the best kept secret. People
don't realize that Rodgers plays better when he is heartbroken.
Like, this, you know,
that was you realizing how smart of a pick that was.
It was really good. It was so good. And I think that I don't want to buy into another Packer thing, like, and get heartbroken, but it's true, man. when he is Bachelor Aaron, it is on, dude. He is feeling himself.
Yeah.
How long is his hair going to be next year?
Ooh.
It's about to be.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Over under at the end of the 2022 season. Who has longer hair?
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers or Trevor Lawrence?
Wow. I don't know about that. I don't know. I think, is this the longest we're ever going to see his hair?
Does he cut it this year?
I'm wondering if this is the longest we'll ever see his hair.
And better question, does it get any greasier than it did last year?
Like, he's got to just get rid of the blonde thing. Yeah. I don't know. When did his hair become blonde?
He's out in the sun too much, hanging out with Miles Teller.
Houston Texans. Brevin Jordan is their best kept secret. And I think that's incorrect. It's their cleaning staff, right? We did a whole article on why they had
the best stadium.
They
dude.
Are the best stadium, dude.
I forgot about that.
I remember we did a whole thing. It's got to be the Houston Texans maintenance. And
you know what? That definitely beats mine. I was thinking of the pastor turned GM.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, like president. Like, it was their president. But yeah, they got a really well-kept stadium. Like, passed a lot of their codes.
Yeah.
Right?
Otherwise, it still could be the fucking head coach, Brian, what's his nuts? The guy that traded Hopkins.
Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien. That's it. Fuck me. God, I'm so happy that I've already forgot who that his name.
What about Lovie Smith? Just because it's beard.
Yeah, beard's Lovie Smith, dude. Like, fuck. Lovie Smith with a beard is like...
So scary.
Maybe it's because we're Packer guys, and you know, so we've seen Lovie Smith more than most people. But him with a... Oh, and then eventually, you know, Badger,
he looks like
too.
He's about to go into war with the... Like, witch from Narnia, dude. Like, that's what I see. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I get with Lovie
Smith. He looks like Samuel L. Jackson in Black Snake Moan.
Like, he's a guy who's a villain in a Bond movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Lovie Smith.
No, not villain. He's the sidekick in the Bond movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he's holding the biggest gun.
Okay, hear me out. Bond movie. Idris Elba as Bond. That's his sidekick.
Oh, what?
Boom! There it is.
We should sell that. Moving on. Indianapolis Colts. It is Isaiah Rodgers right here, which, again, we agreed, pretty good pick for this one right here. Isaiah Rodgers.
No, we know this. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Rodrigo Blankenship's
glasses. Oh.
Mm, yeah.
It's his glasses.
I needed to be more specific. Yeah, but yeah. It needed to be
his glasses. It's like Samson and Delilah. Remember, like, Samson lost...
Rodrigo Blankenship is the 2K player that you buy the glasses that give you the super stats. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he
is.
Do.
He is the 2K player, like... The accessory pack.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason.
The DLC.
Yeah, yeah. Where you had to pay extra. It's like $10 for these accessories. And the only reason why you got it is to make your player look like Rodrigo Blankenship.
But it's like the power of Mike Tyson's punch and punch out. Like, that's Rodrigo Blankenship's glasses. Same energy right there. Moving on. Also, like... Anyone who just keeps Jim Irsay off Twitter, like, good job. Like, that's a good job.
How does that happen?
We will never know. We will never know. But I don't think he has a Twitter, right?
I mean, he is rather busy with alcohol.
Oh.
And alcoholism.
Jacksonville Jaguars. They have Zay Jones right here.
Bro, this is just not right. Like, really, the winners, the best-kept secret of Jacksonville is the fact that they don't have Urban Meyer anymore, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that is both funny but real at the same time.
I got one.
Oh?
The best-kept secret of the Jacksonville Jaguars is their London fan base. Oh! Because it's a guaranteed win every year they go there.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, they got that shit on lock. Like, if any team goes to London, it's Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could also go with...
They're going to have a... They have a market domination.
You could also go with Shad Khan's facial hair.
Ooh. It is pretty fire, right?
Yeah. He's got that, like, that twirled mustache.
He's got so much money, dude. He just... Shits down and yet, bills.
They have Trent Baalke. Next up, Kansas City Chiefs. They have Mecole Hardman. Wow.
We didn't get this far.
No.
And
I'm okay with it.
But, is he a secret? I think a lot of guys know who Mecole Hardman is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're kind of caught off guard by this.
Best kept secret in Kansas City is Patrick Mahomes' parents.
Oh, you are so close.
Because...
No, you are so close.
What are you going to say?
Revise this. It's Jackson Mahomes.
No. I was saying it was his parents.
Oh.
Because they don't get a lot of attention because Patrick is so good at football and everything else goes to Jackson. So they are in the clear. Oh, how about Patrick Mahomes' mother, if I revise this? Because let's not remember every chance they can, they will tell us Patrick Mahomes' dad played baseball. They just will. They 100%. That's going to be thrown up in a game that Patrick Mahomes plays in. Because they are also going to tell you that Patrick Mahomes tried to play baseball. Like, okay, cool. We get that. That's the best kept secret, though.
All right.
His mother, she gets to lay low.
So we knew it was family.
Yes.
It's family, man. Come on. Yeah, make sure you insert Dominic Toretto.
Oh, I was going to do Vin Diesel.
That's it.
Oh.
That is Vin Diesel.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Vegas Raiders. Divine Diablo. What is a better fucking name
than
Divine Diablo?
Yeah. That's,
Is that, like, all-time name? That's pretty smooth, dude. And a football name? Divine Diablo? I love that. I love that. But that's incorrect. Best kept secret on the Las Vegas Raiders is... it's got to be Mark Davis's barber. Like, it's always going to be...
A kitchen bowl?
Well, it's always going to be a topic. You know he gets it cut. You know he does. That's professionally done. For sure.
Look how straight it is.
Yeah, always.
Okay, I like that. I have a different one. It's the fact that they don't have any first-round rookies this year.
Oof.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Too soon?
Because that's bad luck. It's just not.
If you're going to the LV, dude, you're best off being a second-round pick or lower. Because... it just doesn't work out in Vegas if you're a Raiders. Like, we already know this, those stories.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Moving on. Los Angeles Chargers, Sebastian Joseph Day.
I like the picture that they have of him, like, his gut just hanging out. Now, if you would put that gut on Lovie Smith, could you have told that was a different player? Like, that picture?
What do you mean?
Like, if I photoshopped this man's gut onto Lovie Smith, could you have told me that that is a different person's gut?
Oh, probably not. No, for sure not. But the Chargers, their best kept secret is, what, their landlord? Is that what I'm going to go with? I think, because they can just rent out the Rams stadium whenever they need it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so
like,
their ability to just stay with the Rams forever.
When they forget that, like, oh, it's a Chargers home
game.
Yeah, I know.
They got to work so much more at that stadium because of all the other home games, probably. And they're like, damn it. We don't even get to see, like, the Super Bowl champions play. And Stan Kroenke's money. Fuck them picks.
Oh,
you know what I mean? No. That was the GM, I know.
Hold on. We're on the LA Chargers, Tom.
Oh, you're right. The Rams are next. Fuck. Damn it.
Yeah.
They're next, though. They're right here.
It doesn't help that the, what was his name?
Sebastian Joseph Day's in a Rams uniform.
Yeah.
And the, fuck. It's all right, though.
Now you can say it.
All right. Go ahead. Fuck them picks.
All right. Fuck them picks for the Rams. Oh, they have Ernest Jones, by the way. For me, the best kept secret is Matt Stafford's wife trying to fight other fans.
Mm.
That is a huge pickup for them, because you know that the only thing that, I think it's Christina Stafford, cares about is her husband and God. And she's ready to fight over it, damn it.
Next up, the Miami Dolphins. It is Cedric Wilson on here.
Cedric Wilson Jr.
Jr., that is. I think that we gotta credit the strength and conditioning coach here for Miami. This is the guy who is gonna only have room for improvement after that terrible video of Tua underthrowing Tyreek Hill. I will mention Stephen Ross's bookie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're coming in hot.
Yeah. Just to say that right there, because he still is able to own a team, and he was definitely, like, throwing games.
No. It is the IT man, which is their head coach, Mike McDaniels. Because not only can he go out there and coach a damn good offense, he can also fix the Surface Pros that other players smashes on the ground.
Yeah, he's a nerd. He looks like a fucking nerd. I will agree with that one. Next up, Minnesota Vikings. They have Irv Smith Jr. Kind of like that one.
Remember him?
Yeah.
It's either him or Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, Alexander Mattison's a beast. But I think everyone's starting to catch on to that. I think they know when he comes in, he's just 100 yards. Yeah. But this is obviously Kirk Cousins' agent.
And the undying love that the Minnesota Vikings have towards him.
Somehow this guy gets $35 million. So good for him. But you're the best kept secret on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. Kirk should up your bonus. Like, do better, Kirk. Give him more money, damn it.
Next up, New England Patriots. Michael Owenwu, I think is how you say that one. I want to say I've heard of him, but that's also very risky on my part, so I won't do that. But let's give a shout out to whoever supplies baby's blood for transfusions for Robert's Kraft and Bill Belichick. They're the unsung best kept secret, because they got a big year this last year, and it's probably going to add on in 2022. I think the Patriots are still primed to be a playoff
team. Speaking of add on. We talked about Blankenship's glasses. Best kept secret, Belichick's cut off hoodie.
Oh, yeah. That adds 99 awareness. That's what that does. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why don't you give me some more items to add? We got to have Rex Ryan's visor.
Yep.
We should have Mike McCarthy's like game plan.
Brad Childress's glasses.
Ooh, solid. No, Brad Childress's mustache.
Ooh, his horseshoe haircut.
Okay, how about Marty Schottenheimer's gleam?
Ooh, okay. Where is like Bud Ryan's cowboy hat?
Isn't that Bum Phillips? Bum Phillips. You're thinking of Buddy Ryan. You're thinking of Buddy Ryan.
Maybe. I don't know. They both look like they sell oil. So, I mean,
ooh, but Rob Ryan's hair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the offensive line coach's stomach? The hut one? You know what I mean? That would like move when he said hut from Hard Knocks? You don't remember that? The Browns?
No.
What? Dude, I'm going to find this video eventually. Go to the next one.
All right. Next up, it is New Orleans Saints tight end Adam Trautman. First of all, I don't know why his head looks so small in that helmet, which is weird.
Does he not look like Taysom Hill a little bit?
Doesn't every guy in a New Orleans, like every white guy in a New Orleans outfit, look like Taysom Hill?
The best kept secret is the lack of scouting report knowledge of other teams the Saints think they have on Taysom Hill. Like, everyone knows about him now, but the Saints are going to still use him like they think no one knows about Taysom
Hill. What about the new scouting department of the New Orleans team, New Orleans Saints, and the fact that they can find out that LASIK eye surgery is a good thing?
Ooh, yeah, Jameis Winston is disgusting when he can see the ball.
Oh, actually, look at that.
Like, he doesn't throw interceptions anymore. No. He's like, oh, they are wearing different jerseys. Yes, I can see that now. What's the next one?
The New York Giants, outside linebacker Quincy Roche.
I think it's Roche.
Roche?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's the best kept secret, though, in New York.
And it's definitely not Daniel Jones.
No, everyone knows that. But Daniel Jones, top speed, like sneaky pick, because it's going to be an electric play. You're not going to score on it, but everyone will mention Daniel Jones ran like 22 miles an hour once. Okay, so that's sneaky best kept secret. I'm thinking the pizza chefs for Brian Daboll's post games meal, like that's gonna bring in a lot, because you know I don't really know too much about Brian Daboll, but what I do know is the neck scale goes from top Davis Mills, on the bottom it's Brian Daboll. All right, it's just sits on his head.
He's got negative.
He
neck.
Is kingpin. That's Brian Daboll. So
really the best kept secret.
He needs to not wear suits.
The best kept secret for the New York Giants is the fact that the New York Jets suck more than you.
Right. That keeps them
alive. Relevant.
And they're Yankees fans.
Are they?
Yeah, it's Mets, Jets usually are the same fans.
Okay.
Mainly Giants or Yankees.
Well, I don't care either way. Next up is that are those New York Jets defensive end Jacob Martin, when that's just not true. The best kept secret is the fact that everyone got medicated for mono. Because now no more Jets quarterbacks will succumb to that.
Ooh, okay, yeah. I was thinking about turning something on Sam Darnold in the best kept secret, but what I think the best kept secret is just John Franklin Myers, because he has the least intimidating name and he's actually a good player. And they just gave him
Franklin Myers sounds like
an author.
Like,
guy doesn't hit football players.
He writes books that are like entitled Wolves in the Wilderness.
That explore yourself and your spirit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Like he writes astrology.
All right.
That's his earth name.
I was going with
Franklin
like a Jack London style piece.
Next up, it is, I'm behind on the scrolls.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
And Quez Watkins is what they had when they looked here. And I'm going to just say the best kept secret for Philly is the Jalen Hurts believers.
So me.
Yep. And that's because they're going to keep him employed.
Look, you need to stop this slander.
It's going to keep him employed. He made a playoff game. Now he's got 3 years locked up. He might get another contract from him. I don't know. Seems like they do give up on quarterbacks a lot easier now. But I think Jalen Hurts believers are a thing. And I don't know why. It's because of fantasy football. That's why.
You are... The slander on goddamn Jalen Hurts makes me want to fight you right now. No. Best kept secret is the backfield of the Philadelphia Eagles. And that is because it's Jalen Hurts and I can't even think of any of the other running backs because the first thing that pops into mind is fucking Jalen Hurts. I'm seeing red. I'm angry at you right now for slandering Jalen Hurts, goddammit.
Okay.
All right, next up. Pittsburgh Steelers, Akello Witherspoon.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Akello Witherspoon. That's just incorrect. The best kept secret is the guy's knee that helped reconstruct Big Ben's knee last year. Because that was some sad shit, and it at least made Big Ben able to look like he could stand. But I know there's no way.
It's just the lack of Big Ben. Big Ben is like asking your uncle to go and play. Remember Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, yeah.
That is Big Ben. That's Ben Roethlisberger. Imagine if your uncle right now, pick any of them. It doesn't matter because none of them would look good in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform playing under center in Heinz Field. They would not. They would look terrible. They would play terribly just like Ben Roethlisberger.
A Chase Claypool's TikTok, like that'll keep them relevant all year too. So best kept secret there as well. That could be also in there.
Ooh, another one. Another best kept secret. Mike Tomlin vehemently denying that he's ever going to coach
a losing team
in the NCAA.
You think he's going to?
No, but he says it every fucking year. We're like, oh, you're interested in this USC job? And he goes, motherfucker, shut up!
What coach would you want to play for more than Mike Tomlin? There's a lot less above him than below him, that's for sure.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, yeah. Next up, San Francisco 49ers. Wide receiver Jawan Jennings.
Nice. Yep. Never heard of him, so obviously a secret. Is he the best? I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't know about this at all. I think...
Yeah, because really there's nothing funny about the San Francisco 49ers. They're that boring yet still intriguing at the same time.
Maybe Kyle Shanahan's cute-ass offense.
Kyle Shanahan's cute ass.
Kyle Shanahan's offense gets cute as hell. It gets cute as hell. We know that. And there's going to be a lot of trick plays. You think? How many you think?
A lot.
Like over under two a week. Like yes, ooh. Usually.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. I could buy that.
Okay.
I could buy that.
That's a good line.
Yeah,
good line.
34 in a year, I feel good on that.
Mm.
Seattle Seahawks, Edge, Alton Robinson? No. No, 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 no. It's Pete Carroll's open mouth.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the Jawsercise people.
Jawsercise?
Yeah, they... they sit with that, like, ball in their mouth, you know what I mean? Don't do that.
Fucking hurts.
And they look up to Pete Carroll. They have a shrine of him because of the gum. And Trident Layers. I'm assuming that's probably what keeps Pete Carroll in the game.
How much dental floss a week does Pete Carroll go through?
Dude, Pete Carroll might love gum more than winning. I'm going to tell you that right now. And that concerns me. So it's the best kept secret. He keeps maybe... three different gum companies
Pete Carroll's
in business
like,
by himself.
Pete Carroll's like 74, which I always forget. He's old as dirt.
Looks good.
All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and wide receiver Tyler Johnson.
Sure.
That's a create a character name.
Yeah, generic.
Yeah.
Like, he's player
like, when you open up like open up the creator character, this is the first name that like pops in every time.
Tyler Johnson. And that's incorrect because this has got to be Giselle or so I don't know, whoever's pissing Tom Brady off at home, and this allows him to come back and play football.
So Tom Brady's hatred for his family.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Because all he cares about is winning.
Yeah, I think his family might not even be his top five like most important things in his life. Like one, himself. Number two, winning.
All right.
Number three,
avocado toast.
Yeah. Number four, the TB12 brand.
Ooh, yeah.
Number five, like his cell phone.
Because what about his rivalry?
Actually,
with
he hates
Manning.
His cell phone because he destroyed it.
Adam Schefter.
Deflated balls.
Ooh. Yes. Yes.
Like,
you ready?
Extra film.
She's just adding more. We went through top five. Right now, we've bumped his family down to seventh. also, you better be ready. We should do like some type of live react to that upcoming Netflix Tom Brady roast. Now, hear me out. Questionable. Tell me how questionable this is.
Pete Davidson's on it.
He is the producer of this. So he gets to pick who's coming to roast him. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Belichick or Robert Kraft ain't there, I'm going to be sad.
Tennessee Titans, David Long Jr. Why did that name make us laugh?
Like, too many times.
David Long Jr.
Long Jr.
It's a weird name. It's a weird name.
I'm going to try to find a picture. When I do my clip art, I'm going to type in Long Jr. and see what shows up.
Nope, don't do that. Tennessee's best kept secret, though.
It's the fact that Mike Vrabel has killed many people and never been caught.
You know, I'm thinking that the... what are like those... The victories have to be those like YouTube channels that are just those survival guys, because they get their jacked up motivation from just watching Mike Vrabel coach football games.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like the reason people are able to carve knives out of stone and like kill for their food in those videos is because they think of Mike Vrabel and they channel him.
Do you think Dan Campbell models his coaching after Mike Vrabel, but not his playbook, it's just his hype?
I think Mike Vrabel models his philosophies off of Dan Campbell, actually.
All right.
And his play calling ability, he stays completely away from. He's like, you know what? I like what you bring.
All right.
I'm down with it. Just don't touch my offense. Like, that's it. You know? You can coach my punter. That's
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the final one.
Not even tight ends, which Dan Campbell played.
was the Washington Commanders. And their best kept secret.
It's John Bates, or tight end John Bates. Tell me that doesn't look like Ben Roethlisberger without a beard.
John Bates looks like he should be helping Mr. Fredrickson in Up. All right, that's what he looks like.
John Bates looks like he runs his own mom and pop's hardware store.
John Bates looks like the kid who asks for a cookie every time he goes to Pick and Save.
That's a good one. John Bates looks like Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
John Bates played three sports in high school, but really sucked at the other two, so he had to stick with football.
John Bates looks like a substitute history teacher.
Ooh, at a private school.
But the best kept secret for the Washington Commanders, is it not Dan Schneider?
No, everyone knows that now. So
okay.
I'm thinking their best kept secret is it's gotta be their heating and air conditioning supplier their HVAC system.
Okay.
Because their plumbing is already fucking gone to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like two or three times.
Sure.
So, like, as long as the fans are warm, like, cool. Because they're getting shit dumped.
Warm? Cool? It's like you just realized that?
Yes.
Maurice Moten, I'm sorry.
The names he brought up weren't bad.
Yeah, some of them were good. I don't know if we can necessarily grade this because they're best kept secrets, man. Like, we definitely don't know these players.
You like the Alan Lazard? You like Donovan's Peoples Jones?
Yeah. What was Denver's? Denver's was a good one.
KJ Hamler.
Yeah, Hamler. Yeah, like, he's got some good calls here and there. Matos Gross.
Yeah, but he's good.
Okay. That was fun. That was our article review. Why don't you go and read this and tell us, like,
how wrong we were.
Yeah. Give us some actual answers.
Shit on us, actually. Tell us we are terrible.
Give us the old Dan Schneider.
Right. Just insult us. Treat us like crap.
Good. Go ahead. We have hot takes time.
Yeah. I have a hot take.
All right.
Relates to our first segment. Nope.
Second
segment. Tiger Woods is going to win another major.
You're dead wrong.
No, he's going to win another one.
All right.
He's going to.
No.
Phil won one, like, when he was 50 or whatever. Tiger's going to be here a while still.
Oh, excuse me. I will say that his son wins a major before he does.
Ooh, I like that hot take. I do. But, yeah. No, I think Tiger's got one more in him. One more.
All right.
He shot a 1-under, man, at that course. That's a tough course. He's just got to get hot one weekend, man. He's just coming back.
He's not doing this, man. You're dead wrong.
Tiger's going to win one more.
Hot take. Dan Schneider will be voted out of the NFL owners committee before the start of this season.
I don't think so.
Why? Like, there is a growing contingency of owners saying that Dan Schneider needs to get the fuck out of the NFL. And to be fair, they are 100% right. He needs to get the fuck out of the NFL yesterday. But I really do feel like he's gone, dude. He's gone.
I mean, I hope so, but I don't think so. He beats everything.
All right. Say what you want. I still think I'm right. So now we have some quick hits.
Yeah, quick hits.
You want to take it?
I think I have some. Yeah, I wrote some down. Let me see how many I have. I think I only have two, and I have a different angle for one of them.
Okay.
So the first one I wanted to say is Mike Vick's playing football again. Fan-controlled football league.
Is he really?
Yep. He is playing the last week of the season.
What?
Yeah. So if you're interested in watching that.
What team?
Well, coming here to click on it, he's going to play on May 28th. He's 41 years old, okay? And it looks like Mike Vick is going to be...
He's only 41. Holy shit.
It just says he's going to be playing in the fan-controlled football league. That makes me think he's going to come out for like a play that's like scripted.
Boo.
You know what I'm thinking?
Boo.
Like, it's not an appearance sure to provide Owens. It just says in the FCF. Yeah, I don't know if he's, like, going to start now looking at this. So that kind of, like, boo.
He better start, goddammit.
Imagine putting someone else in other than Michael Vick.
When you have number of touchdowns in this game.
From Michael Vick?
Yeah, not over under. Give me an exact...
From Vic?
Yep.
Two.
Ooh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie.
One's on the ground, one's in the air.
I can feel three. Mm. Tell me I'm wrong. All right, keep going.
This is what I wanted to do with my other one. So Bleacher Report had released this article or this picture clip art thing.
Wait, they're stealing our shit?
So I'm going to clip this. This is going to be the
soundbite.
The soundbite this week. If you had to start your NFL team and you have the first pick, but you cannot draft a quarterback. Who would you pick to start your NFL team?
Okay, so first of all, it has to be this year's players, right?
Yeah, you deal from this crop of players, sure.
Okay.
Because they used Randy Moss in this image, which I don't know, whatever. But if you're going to go from the crop of field we have today, what player would you pick first overall if you can't pick a quarterback? I have a name.
Fuck.
I have a name, and I want you to tell me why it's the right answer.
Okay.
Aaron Donald.
That, dude, legit? That was my initial like idea. Aaron Donald makes every team that good.
I think he has to be.
Yeah.
An edge rushing position. It's probably the second most valuable position in the sport right now.
Dude does not slow down. Ever.
He's just been good. And he's just gonna be good. Like, that's Aaron Donald.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be. He's accomplished everything.
Fuck.
I think that's the right answer. But I'm gonna soundbite this out. I hope you guys are commenting. Who are you starting your NFL team with if you have the first pick, but you cannot take a quarterback? Any other position? I don't think that's... I really think that's the right answer. I don't know any other player. Any other player that you can think of that would come to mind? If we're going from today's crop of players. I don't know if Aaron Donald's playing necessarily, but I still think it would probably be Aaron Donald for me. Davante Adams is intriguing. It really is.
Jonathan Taylor?
Derrick Henry?
Which one are you taking? That's a good question right there too. You know what I mean? Like both of those, that's a 1A, 1B situation.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's so hard, dude. That's such a hard question.
Let us know. Let us know what you think. That's all I have for quick hits.
Two?
Yeah, I know.
You're extra quick. So first things first, I got a couple. Did you hear this rumor that was put out of Lionel Messi to the MLS?
No.
That would be huge. Huge. This came out last week, Tuesday, that Messi will potentially be joining the MLS squad Inter Miami next summer.
Mm.
And there's been a lot of other rumors about Messi's move. Would include a 35% stake in the company. That was quickly shot down. But I think that he would need more, right? Now, they're comparing this to David Beckham when he left, Real Madrid and came to the LA Galaxy, right? Which was huge. And even back then, but Deadspin, you know, where I got this article from, had stated that like America wasn't ready for that. And I can kind of agree that, breaking news, by the way, the Warriors take a 3-0 lead over Dallas. So,
it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. Jason Kidd has been relegated to the bum zone. That's right. Jason Kidd, you're average again.
I can't believe you made it farther than Bud, man. Still sick.
Sorry. But yes, so Lionel Messi. By the way, we didn't open up about like our weekend and how we slayed the soccer area.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, Dave. We're the worst team in the league.
Oh, sorry. For those of you that don't know, which is all of you, my child plays soccer. I will tell you right now, it is the roughest thing ever.
They're so bad.
They are greatly outcoached by everyone in the league.
Yes.
In fact,
me and Dave decided to take that into our own hands. I want to say this.
I hope they picked up on my cracking the knuckles.
The kids, they play hard. They're trying. Sure. They're trying. They're also their
young.
Best.
They're young, young as
they're
hell.
Young. Okay. And the coach is a guy who likes to stand with his arms crossed the entire time and just hope. And it doesn't work. So we were like, listen, we got to get some energy into these kids because we were down like 48-0 and it was... And
that's not that much of an exaggeration.
Like, it really might have been 10. It might have been. It usually is up there. Well, it's ugly to watch.
Yeah, so we took it into our own hands and we really were like shouting some helpful stuff. And you know what? They scored a goal.
Finally.
A goal.
We chest bumped.
Yeah.
We lost 15-1.
Yeah.
But they needed that. They needed the one goal. So, oh my God, they needed that one goal.
I bring this up because I have an update. Elsie had another soccer game today.
Yeah.
And it was brutal.
Yeah.
But I did the same thing. I was out there. I was helping. And then once they switched sides, I moved to the other side and like continued to help. And I even got to referee a little bit because like the referee just left without telling anyone because he had to go somewhere. So that got weird. But I jumped in. I was able to like, you know, make the right calls, right? Then at the end of the game, who should approach but Coach Dan? Yeah, my kid's coach. And it's like, hey, don't know if you have any drills or anything, but if you want to come down, we do soccer practice every Thursday, 5:30, 6:30.
Ooh.
So
what you're saying is, like, we can go to soccer practice.
Yeah, you ready to go?
Like,
Thursday, 5:30, 6:30?
Probably going to be working, but I wish I could.
But had to bring that up because now, like, he recognizes that we're legit, dude. We're what's up. Okay, so yes, that was my one. My second one. Over the week, there was this there was a game between the Dodgers and Giants and the Rockies, and the Rockies ball guy fielded a fair ball and then threw it into the stands, and I just wanted to play this little sound clip of the announcers bitching about it. It's not great, but it's still really good. You know what I mean? And, yeah, here.
That is a fair ball. Tyrone Estrada, first ball swinging, and the ball dude, come on. Come on, wake up.
That's an error.
That's it.
Wow.
Come on, dude.
Dude, wake up.
What you are missing is the ball guy then finding out that it was a fair ball and him collapsing his face into his hands.
Yeah.
He's fired, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Like, yes. I don't know for sure.
We have
but
not,
he's fired.
Maybe breaking news if we don't know. Like,
breaking news.
Ball guy's fired.
Oh, my God. Had to bring up that one. Okay, another one. So, Joel Embiid last week. Did you hear about this?
What did Joel Embiid do?
Well, he got an award.
Mm.
Not the award that we were expecting.
No.
Right? MVP, or potentially expecting for some of you. Also was ejected from the playoffs unceremoniously because they suck. Well, guess what? They have given him a new award. And that is the MVP. Did you know that? He is the MVP.
What does the MVP stand for?
Oh, sorry. I didn't elaborate. The Philadelphia City Council gave him the MVP, which stands for Most Valuable Philadelphian. Like, oh my God.
How does it feel to be a resident of Philly that they gave that award away to a guy who's been there for like 2 years? Like,
not to mention just making up an award.
Right. That's called the MVP, just so they can say they gave Joel Embiid an MVP.
You know, and like, way to go. You lost in the second round in the playoffs again. And last but not least, I don't know if you're keeping up with the USFL. Breaking news, he's not.
Nope.
But the Tampa Bay Bandits are, I guess, a solid team. They're 3-2 right now. And one of the things that they like to do that I find it to be not only weird, but kind of insensitive, is they have a special deal with turnovers, right? There's been like the turnover chain, right? Wasn't that a thing with a team before?
Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have a turnover whip. yeah, those eyes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Like.
Yes. Yeah. Like an actual whip.
What?
That when they get a turnover, they will crack. Mm. So last Friday, Christian Sam, if you need to know, he is a black man, grabbed the whip and gave it a crack after getting an interception against the Michigan Panthers to help the Bandits improve to 3-2 after a 27-20 win.
Why?
Yeah. Do you want me to play that video real
fast? No, okay. That'll work.
Doesn't that just feel wrong?
Maybe not. Maybe we're just looking at it the wrong way. But again, just seems like a weird object.
I don't know. Oh, and if you need to know how the USFL itself felt about it, well, the clip was tweeted on the USFL account. So they don't give a shit.
All right, well, maybe then it's just weird more.
All right. Okay.
It's just weird. We'll go with that. You got any more?
No.
All right, I think it's time we wrap this baby up then. I had a lot of fun.
Good one.
This episode is reasonably lengthed out for you guys, but oh my God, it took a long time for us to record. That's okay though. I'm all right with that. What's going on there, Dave?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Okay, sorry, I won't worry about it. I will then just say, if you guys enjoyed this episode as much as we did, make sure you guys download it, all right? That is the most important thing you can do for us. That's how we know if you guys are enjoying the stuff we're putting out. We are having a lot of fun, that's for sure. I can tell you that. If you guys want to download us, you can do that on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you get your podcasts, it doesn't matter. You can always find us on thechairshot.com.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Family.
Your family.
There's all kinds of family, Brian.
Disrespecting my whole family.
And now you found your family with these drift nuts.
Said Han was family.
I'm so sorry that you ripped my family apart.
Family?
Look at our family now.
I already lost my family once.
Family just got bigger. It's always been my
family. I almost didn't break. When does this end?
I know you guys are a family.
In another
chance right now.
Minute.
Make that family whole again.
This is every reference to family said in the Fast and Furious franchise.
That's the only way you're going to keep your family safe.
Brother never told you never threaten a man's family.
Oh my God!
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.